Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. We are continuing toward the bowl season in college football. As we get ready for that, I'm going to bring in the college football professor who joins us today to discuss the upcoming bowls. And, Professor, hope you're well.
I'm doing well. Good. And, you know, there's some good bowls on the docket. And
yes, sir.
Some I don't know if they're that good.
Well, let's start with ones you think are best. And what are the bowls you're looking forward to watching the most?
Well, I'm gonna list five. I'll do my top five, and you can do your top five.
Okay.
Now, when I do the top five, I'm leaving out the national championship, Notre Dame, Alabama, because I think it stands alone, way above all the others. So I'll start number five. My number five bowl is the Outback Bowl with Michigan and South Carolina. Number four is the Chick-fil-A Bowl, Clemson, LSU. Number three is the Cotton Bowl with Oklahoma and Texas A&M. Number two is the Capital One Bowl with Nebraska and Georgia. And number one, and I think by quite a distance, is the Fiesta Bowl with Oregon and Kansas State University.
Well, I'd have to go with number one as the Fiesta Bowl as well. I think that I'm definitely interested in watching the Chick-fil-A Bowl between Clemson and LSU. I'm also interested in watching the South Carolina and Michigan game. That would probably be my third one. Oklahoma, Texas A&M fourth. And then for the fifth one, I will go with Georgia and Nebraska because it's the only... I don't know. I'm also interested in seeing Mississippi State and Northwestern in the Gator Bowl.
Yeah, it would be a good bowl. I think that'll have a lot of interest, and it's going to see how if Mississippi State is able to get back on track. I think Mississippi State suffered from having a difficult schedule in the middle of the season. Now, early their schedule was easy, but they went through some really tough games, and I think it knocked a lot of starch out of them. And I don't think you can read too much into their end of the season loss to Ole Miss. Even though it was a big game and all that, but I just think a lot was knocked out of them in that tough run that they had.
The BCS games start January the 1st, of course, with the Rose Bowl presented by Vizio. That is, of course, between the Pac-12 and Big Ten champions, Wisconsin and Stanford. The Orange Bowl is also that night. If anybody's interested in watching Northern Illinois and Florida, it will be on ESPN at 7:30. The next day, January 2nd, Wednesday, Louisville versus Florida, another exceedingly underwhelming BCS matchup. And also that week, the Tostitas Fiesta Bowl between Oregon and Kansas State. That is on Thursday, the day 2 days after New Year's. And then the BCS National Championship game is on Monday, January 7th, between Alabama and Notre Dame. That game is at 7:30. Now, the question to you is, the BCS lucked out with the Alabama-Notre Dame National Championship game. I think this has the potential to be the most publicized and hyped game ever. And that does include the Texas versus USC matchup in 2006. So my question to you is this. Does that overshadow the underwhelming matchups we have in other BCS games?
I think it overshadows it quite a bit. But, Jacob, I think it was interesting that I listed my top five, you listed your top five, and a lot of them were the same. Maybe
that's
one
right.
Or two different changes. But don't you find it interesting that the Orange Bowl or the Sugar Bowl was not on our list?
I do. I think that speaks to what the BCS put forth this year, and I think that if we're going to have the BCS or if we're going to have a system for the teams that are not in the college football championship, the playoff, whatever it is, it needs to be the top eight, the top ten, whatever, however many teams there are, they need to be the ones playing in these games, not Northern Illinois, which lost by a considerable amount to a team that has two wins.
Right. Well, in a moment, I would like for us to talk about some games that could have been if it wasn't all this stuff. But before we do that, I'm going to list what I think are five duds. Now, I understand when I say this, I'm interested in all these bowl games. Every team, whether it's Louisiana Monroe or Pittsburgh, they're excited about being in a bowl game, and I think it's very good that they do. So when I list these not-so-good games, I'm not necessarily downplaying the teams that's getting the opportunity to be in a bowl, because I think it's very good, and I'm certainly interested in how they come out, but I just want to do that for the fun.
So do you think a 6-6 team deserves to be in a bowl game?
No, I really don't. But then again, that's relative in a way, because some teams that are 6-6, for instance, a team could play in the Southeastern Conference and go and have a very good team and come out 6-6. But on the other side of the ledger, a team could be in Conference USA and have a 6-6 team. So that might be relative to a degree. And probably we would be better served if we reduced the number of bowls. But then on the other hand, it gives opportunity for more players and more schools and more teams to be able to play a football game, which they enjoy doing. Here's my list of the not-so-good games. The New Orleans Bowl with East Carolina and Louisiana Lafayette. The next one is the Independence Bowl with Louisiana Monroe and Ohio. Now, the Independence Bowl, of course, both of those bowls could have done well if it had Louisiana Tech in them. But Louisiana Tech's not going to be in a bowl, so they both missed out opportunity there. Then we have the Sun Bowl with USC and Georgia Tech. Now, does that get you excited?
No. No, and I'll say this. This is the second straight year that we've had a team, by virtue of going into its conference championship game and losing, has a 6-7 record in a major bowl game, and the Sun Bowl is a major bowl game. And that's another problem. I don't think a team that is 6-7 has earned the right to be in a bowl. I mean, this is supposed to be a reward for a good season.
I can imagine, though, that the press in Los Angeles is really playing it up and excited about the Trojans getting to play that 6-7 team, wouldn't you think?
I can imagine not, but I also think that Georgia Tech got destroyed by Georgia a couple of weeks ago, and it's just not a team that looked like it needed to be in a bowl game. Now, USC, let's give them the credit they deserve. They lost to UCLA, which went to the conference championship game, had a very good season, and Notre Dame tore down the stretch. Neither one of them were blowouts. USC is a decent football team, probably a bowl football team, if that's the standard we go by. But Georgia Tech does not deserve to be in a bowl.
I agree with you. And then we have the Orange Bowl with Florida and Louisville. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Florida and Louisville.
It is. No, the Orange Bowl, I take that back.
I probably would flunk the test of the BCS bowl team.
Yeah.
Let's
correct that. The Orange Bowl is Northern Illinois and Florida State.
That's right. I knew that wasn't right. On
Florida and Louisville play in the Sugar Bowl.
Right, right. That's what I meant. I knew that wasn't right when I said it, but anyway, it's.
Can you imagine
It says something about how exciting the game is looking.
Yeah, it does. Can you imagine how Florida fans feel having to play Louisville?
I know it.
It's not just about the team that gets in, like Northern Illinois. I'm sure they feel tremendous about making it to a BCS bowl. But what about the team that has to play them? About Florida State? I mean, it's not a wasted game, but it's a game that has no hype and nobody's really interested in.
It's the kind of game that Florida would play in the early schedule, warming up for the Southeastern Conference. I mean, I that's about where Louisville is. Maybe a little bit better, but it's a little better than some of the Division II schools. And then we have in the GoDaddy .com bowl, we've got Kent State and Arkansas State. Now, both of them have good records, but I don't know that that there will be a lot of excitement around that game. And then the Beef O'Brady Bowl has Ball State and the University of Central Florida. That'll probably get headlines in the USA Today. And then comes the Little Caesar Bowl with Central Michigan and Western Kentucky. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to travel up for that game. Are you going up for that game with Central Michigan and Western Kentucky?
No, I'm not. I will say that it is interesting. Go back to the GoDaddy.com Bowl. It's interesting that both of those teams will not have a coach, or they will not have their head coach that coached them throughout the season. in the game, of course, with both of them leaving for other jobs.
Right. Well, let me give you a list of games that could have been had it not been for the silly, sad, sorry conference tie-ins. And that's just about, I think that's the way I feel about it. I just didn't state it strong enough. But the first one would be Florida and versus Oregon.
Yep.
And I would have this one, this bowl would be played in Austin, Texas, because they haven't seen a meaningful game there in 2 years. And so that would be opportunity for the people in Texas to see a meaningful game with Florida playing Oregon. The second game would be LSU and Stanford. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see those two stout, hit you in the mouth football teams playing each other? That'd be quite a game to watch. I would make an appointment to watch that game.
Yeah, I would be most interested in seeing either of those you mentioned.
And then I'm going to mention, since I put Florida and Oregon, even though I think Kansas State-Oregon is a very good game, but I wanted to see some variety, so I was going to have Georgia play Kansas State. And there again, those two teams that really play hard-nosed football, run the ball well, pass the ball well. And this game would be played in Columbia, South Carolina, hoping that the Dogs could get a win there. So that's why we'd play that game in Columbia, South Carolina. And then, of course, the next game would have been in the Cotton Bowl. And I know you could name the two I would want to be in that game without me naming them. And that's the Texas Longhorns and the Texas A&M Aggies.
Oh, I think there would be quite a bit of interest in that.
That would be one that would be one I'd want to go to.
Yes.
And just be there.
Well, I don't know. You might not want to be in the middle of the two fan bases. I think Texas, I sense a little bit of resentment Texas has with Texas A&M's success this year, of course, with all the accolades they and Johnny Manziel have achieved.
And then the last game would be Kentucky versus Kansas. And this game would be played at an indoor stadium. And in order to attend, there would be a mandatory attendance at this game. You have to attend the game in the morning. That's when the football teams would play, in order to watch the basketball teams play that afternoon.
Was Auburn not available?
Well, I did first have Auburn in that game. It would be Auburn and Kansas. But then I decided we needed a draw, something to draw attention and a crowd. And I decided Kentucky-Kansas and basketball in the afternoon would make that game have a large, enthusiastic crowd.
You don't think Auburn's basketball team would draw a crowd?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think that would happen.
Well,
That's the way I look at the bowls this year, Jacob. I'm excited about them. And while I poke a little fun, I really think I do wish it had been wouldn't have been so many tie-ins. That just really messes up the competitive games. But nonetheless, I'm really proud of the teams that they get to play. Some of them, as you said, there's some of these 6-6 teams not deserving, and certainly a 6-7 team doesn't deserve it. But I'm glad they get to play, and the players will enjoy the game.
Well, I think the BCS tie-ins and bowl tie-ins and conference tie-ins have done everything they can do to try to damage the nation's interest in the bowls. I know mine has gone down in some of the BCS games, but you're right. Somehow, some way, we will probably all end up watching them because that's what we do as college football fans. But I do think it's going to be interesting to see the bowl season play out. Thank you for your time.
All right, sure. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Bunt Sports Show on buntsports.com. We will talk to David Sears on Friday. See you then.